It's Lingyora Wednesday on Rise FM Mid-Mornings. That's Lebura Debe with Osi Vigele. And today we're joined by Untombikayise Moira Mazibuko, the visionary founder of Moira Media. Untombikayise Moira Mazibuko, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you, Tlatlang. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm lovely. Thank you.
The story of Moira, where does it begin? Where does it start?
So Moira is a Soweto girl born and bred, raised by my incredible grandmother who shaped me into the woman I am today. So I am, I would say, a creative at heart, and that very same creative is what birthed my pursuit and love and now passion for marketing, and that is then also birthed Moira Media.
You know, you speak of being a creative, and I know what that's like, you know, but I think being a creative can sometimes be a bit heavy, because what you create depends on what you're going through at the time. Even if you're doing marketing, you need to find some sort of inspiration that's really going to pan out into who you are and what you do. Was there ever a time in your journey of being who you are where it was just really, really difficult?
Yes, absolutely, especially last year, because my journey actually starts in corporate. So I've been in corporate for 11 years. Fast forward to 2024, I decided to leave and take a leap of faith and fully pursue Moira Media. But that is obviously very risky business, because you're going to a very unknown territory. Well, at least it was for me, because now entrepreneurship is a journey that I wasn't particularly familiar with.
Yeah.
So the whole of last year required me to do a lot of learning, a lot of growing, a lot of readjusting and adapting to the changes that are required of me to now show up as not just this Moira that has a comfortable job and is secure, but now this Moira who's building a vision that is not just going to be for today, but a legacy for generations to come, and to create an impact for the youth out there so that we can tell our stories as best as we can.
Yeah.
So now, having gone through all of that as I did last year, which is scraping to a point where there is now no stable income, which means you have to hustle. Quite literally, you have to hustle, because everything that comes in is paying for your life, for your food. To a point where I almost lost my house last year, almost lost the car, having engaged with one of the big green banks, trying to save the very home that is the roof over my head. So a lot of that was quite difficult. But in times like that, I had no choice but to lean on God. That is where my anchor was, and that is also, quite honestly, what grew my faith pillar. So in times of trouble, in times of wondering why I'm doing this, regretting my decisions, wondering if I should actually go back to corporate and stay in a comfortable position. But unfortunately, with growth, a lot is required of you, and you just have to show up. So in a lot of the times when things seem uncertain, what I've learned is that you have to always prepare for what you cannot see, you know, and never give up, because your setup could be your setback could be your setup.
Yeah.
Things can seem like obstacles today, but they're actually shaping you for your purpose and what ever God has in store for you.
Absolutely.
Just take it through and be aligned to it.
But I mean, to leave that comfortability of 11 years, you know, and then you go into, rather you put yourself in the situation where you are uncomfortable must have forced you to grow and to really change some of the things that you looked at in a certain way. I think it also maybe taught you to be very self-aware, which is what I want us to speak about now as a young Black woman, how important it is for us to be very self-aware of who you are, where you come from, so that you know where you're going. How important is that?
It is extremely important. It is extremely important. And in the sense that, because sometimes we are our own obstacles, you know, sometimes the mountain is you. You're the one that's standing in your own way. So that's why it really just starts with self. So you need to know yourself. You need to do the inner work. It is very important for you to know what you need who you need around you, because the people in your life also add to who you call the self, because they experience you, you know, in different ways and in different perceptions of you. So self-awareness is a great tool that you can use, because now, especially if you find yourself in positions of leadership, right, you need to be extremely self-aware, because now when you start being in such a position, you need to also learn from the people around you, and that requires self-awareness to say that, no, this person is not trying to point a finger or trying to show off or show up, but they're showing me part of myself that is bringing up evidence of the stuff that is still in me that I need to work on, so that I can only become a better person from there. So, yeah, I cannot say this enough. You have to be self-aware. You have to work on it. These tools that are out there now, you know, the evolvement of technology, I don't think there's an excuse for why not to say that we don't have the resources. There's a lot of them out there, and we have, most of us, not all of us, unfortunately, but the majority of us have access to information easily, and we need to use that to our advantage, because at the end of the day, technology and all of these advances are just meant to be enablers to the life that we're already living.
I mean, storytelling is at the heart of what you do at Moira Media. How do you identify the need for a company focused on expert storytelling? And what would you say sets your agency apart in the industry?
So I think we find a way to simplify, because we work especially in the tech space. So the companies that, the clients that we serve in the current environment is the technology space, simply because of my background. So we find a way to simplify storytelling, you know. We are in a tech revolution, but at the core of every digital transformation is people. So our job is to remind audiences that at the end of the day, behind that technology feature or whatever it is that you're trying to put out there, it's people, you know. Stories make the proposal appealing, whatever proposal, whatever pitch you're going to put out there, to help you get the timing right. They're giving you enough time to build credibility and trust, you know. It gives you a chance to co-create a reality that shows that you understand the person's problem, the person's pain point, that you can actually meet them at that level, you know. To involve people at the deepest level, I believe that we need stories. And what I think would actually make an impact in the world is that we stop trying to complicate the jargon around all of this, you know? Let's just try to find a way to simplify things, you know, and reshape the narratives, you know, because right now we're living in an age of so much misinformation, right? And our responsibility as people in this space, whether it's media or marketing or whatever, we are the voice. We are the ones who communicate whatever stories, in this case, you know, we're putting out into the world. So we have this responsibility to make sure that we tell our truth, and so that our history remains intact for the generations that are going to come.
Absolutely. We're running out of time, so we're going to have to park it here. But where do we see Moira in the next 5 years?
Our plan for growth is actually to expand into media buying. Media buying, simply because we think that there just aren't enough players that are of females and our color, you know. So we want to change that dynamic and tell different stories through visual storytelling. So basically introducing short docu-series that capture human experiences. There's already projects that we're working on right now that will reshape narratives, because that's why we do what we do, you know, to make an impact through storytelling and then change whatever narratives or perceptions that people have of us, especially us as Africans. I mean, you can see the headlines right now with the US and...
Well, Moira, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Continue doing what it is that you do, and we wish you all the very best.
Thank you, Takang. It was lovely chatting to you.
It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. Moira Mazibugo, that's why she's our Lenyora Wednesday for today.